when he was playing college baseball at TCU. Evan Skoug was one of the brightest young stars in the game. The 25-year-old is still shining while he works his way through the Chicago White Sox system. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? My name's Greg Stewart, and this is a sports and commentary show that you help sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us at the all-new look, WWIB.com, for all the info you need to connect and give and help support the show. The catcher is playing high A ball for the Pale Hose down in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, for a team called the Dash. Evan Skoug, the former All-American and Big 12 Player of the Year at Texas Christian U, is with me on Sports and Commentary. Evan, thank you for taking the time today. You waited almost 2 years, to play a competitive baseball game because of the COVID shutdown in 2020. How does it feel to be back in the diamond?
Oh man, it feels amazing. I think there's an added level of gratitude this year for a lot of guys, especially including myself. It was a tough time because we're such routine based people that getting shut down was really hard for all of us. So it just feels really good to be back. Feels great to be back in a clubhouse with all the guys. And then playing baseball obviously is just an amazing thing. It's something that I love to do.
Yeah, I think it was officially 19 months between games at the minor league level. How much do you feel like you lost on your development timeline?
As far as from the competitive side, I feel like there was a little. It takes a little while to get back into it, but. My off-season home is Fort Worth, Texas, and I still have a really great community of baseball friends that I play with in college, and I met some new college at a new training facility. So as far as physically and mentally, I think maybe the year off helped a little bit, as weird as that sounds. But definitely, not playing a game for a year, there's some things that you have to get back in the rhythm of.
Sure, absolutely. I think first game for you was, what, May 4th or 5th or something like that. How did that feel? What was that first game like?
Yeah, it was the first day everybody was a little more excited than usual. There's a lot of excitement usually with spring training, but this year was just was a lot different for, a lot different feelings from the coaches and the players, just low level of excitement. But catching that first pitch and that first ball, it kind of was like, man, we're really doing this thing again. It just felt great to be back.
I bet. So you spent about a year in what we'll call the baseball wilderness because of the COVID shutdown. How did you stay in touch with the game? How did you live? How did you earn a paycheck?
So I ended up starting the year. I had hand surgery in March. So it was the first 2 months, I was in at a rehab facility. So that was something that definitely, kept me busy. I stayed busy with, training. We thought originally that we were going to be starting our season maybe in July. So we were in a full prep stage, getting ready. But after that, I stayed diligent with workouts and training. Never knew when I was going to get a phone call saying, hey, we're getting this thing rolling again. And I pay for a paycheck. I just gave lessons to local kids, which honestly was a really good thing for me. I love working with kids, I was getting more work in just by teaching the fundamentals of baseball again.
Good. Well, you said that missing a year of ball made you appreciate it so much more. How do you, Evan, not forget that feeling, the emotions of being out of baseball, missing baseball, now that you're back into the routine?
It was good for me as a year off. My first 2 full years, I kind of struggled offensively. So I could really take some time to rework my swing. Really kind of, I bought a virtual reality machine that kind of lets me take virtual at bats off of any big league pitcher that I want. So that was, ended up seeing close to 10,000, 12,000 pitches, which helped me, you know, keep that game like feel. And, you know, my support system has been fantastic. Family, friends, keeping me mentally locked in, and, you know, without a steady paycheck, without playing on a baseball field for a year, you know, the support team was always behind me saying, you know, we're with you. Keep going, keep working. It's going to be here soon.
Yeah. That is so important, encouragement, and we'll talk about the encouragement you have in knowing Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, life-changing relationship you have with him, and just get some insights into your ball club down there, the Winston-Salem Dash in the Chicago White Sox system. Our guest, catcher Evan Skaug, former TCU All-American. Evan, we're out of time for today's show, so let's reconnect here and talk more ball and about your faith, all right?
Sounds good. I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.